online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh. What kind of slow-ass music is this? We are here. It is Halloween. We got our fangs in. And
you got the theme to Twilight.
Oh, it's a Twilight.
I'm sorry. Should we not have started with my slow song then?
No, we shouldn't start with no damn slow song.
Okay.
Because that ain't the point of the mother show.
So people who are on iTunes right now are like, why is everybody lisping?
Well, we're lisping because we wanted to be cute and just like vampires because it's Halloween tomorrow, but these $5 vampire teeth are making me talk with a country accent. Because actually, I found out that I can actually talk clearer with a country accent as vampire.
Maybe
a country accent.
Maybe that's why they do that on True Blood.
That part
is the South right
there.
Wow, damn, I feel like you really figured something out.
I think so, too. So I'm going to take my teeth out, though, because we got to get...
Oh,
felt like Mama Dion loving hip hop. Woof! All right, we're gonna get this show on the road though. What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jannetty here in studio for the Vampire Diaries After Show. The world has turned and left me here.
Katie just doesn't want them out though.
No,
I want to be a vampire.
Got a good one.
I'm about to suck your blood.
Katie Campbell in studio.
Hi.
Hey, she got her eyes are changing, y'all.
We gonna see that? I got my vampire eyes.
Put your teeth in for y'all. Intro girls, like this is just
they
too
got
much.
Lipstick on.
They made me go out and buy these teeth. They don't even want to wear them, y'all. We got Tiana Hobson.
What's up, everyone? I'm like Liv, and I just can't. No, I'm like Ivy, and I just can't stop feeding right now.
And then we got Roxy Stryer.
Why?
The eye makeup we got going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Vamping it up.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to Glam Squad who came in and did our hair and makeup for tonight. They were so freaking awesome. So shout out. They're a great app. You can download them. They come to your door and they do your hair and makeup for you. Really, really cool. Check it out.
It's Glam like three Squad. People on you and you just look like a celebrity.
I feel spoiled.
I do too. I had three people working on me. I was like, oh, I could get used to this life right here, though.
Damn, girl.
So make sure you guys check them out, Glam Squad. Let's talk about this episode. I was a little disappointed with Vampire Diaries for this episode because I felt like we were ripped out of a Halloween episode.
Okay.
Oh, in that way. Okay.
I felt like we were slighted.
Just saying slighted and this episode in the same sentence is baffling to me, though, because I felt like this was such a good episode. I was in tears and I loved it, but I do know what you're saying. We could have done some Halloween.
You know the corn maze was like, we could have waited for November for that one.
But it was homecoming, and a lot of homecomings are in October, and sometimes they fall around the Halloween time, so it was a fall episode, at least.
Yeah, and the other problem is... Now that we have binge watching and Netflix, you never really know when somebody's watching a show. So I think a lot of times they try to steer away from making it too seasonal. Like too much.
That's
like, oh, Halloween.
Dumb.
Well, I think they brought a little bit of the Halloween to it with the gore and the maze scene.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that was their Halloween.
With the corn maze. Yeah.
And the scary story about, you know, the start of the tradition with Lady Whitmore and all that.
And
Lady Whitmore.
So there are two of us on this panel who would love to be in the corn maze and two of us who are a little wimpy.
I'm sorry. Did you see the car that drove through
and
almost hit everyone?
I go right with you in the corn maze.
Because that's what I think of with corn mazes. Something bad's going to happen in there when the sun goes down.
Right.
If it's during the daytime, I'm cool with it. But at night, not so much.
We would have been alive, Tiana and I.
Excuse me, everybody lived.
Actually, you never know because Ivy could have found one of y'all.
Hey, remember, not everyone lived.
Oh, that's true. Somebody died, but... Oh, we
that was by the hands
on,
of Liv.
Yeah, it should be some play on lived. I'll think of something.
Liv didn't let him live.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Alaric is telling the kids this story about Mrs. Whitmore and this scary little story about Nathan Whitmore. And in the classroom, Tyler asked Liv on a date to the corn maze.
So cute.
You were into it.
Yeah, actually, I said that sarcastically. I think that Liv and Tyler are freaking awesome. I'm going all through social media. Seems like you guys at home are thinking that they're awesome, too. Twitter's, like, blowing up about them. I hate to say this, but I think they're my favorite active couple on the show right now. Not that there are that many active couples.
I mean, yeah, because there's not really that many active couples right now.
We have some setups for some.
Yeah.
With Alaric and Joe and Elena and Liam now.
Well, but the thing about them, Liv and Tyler, I think I'm really open to it because it's like we don't really know where Liv is in the storyline. We don't really know where Tyler is supposed to be in the storyline.
Yeah, let's let them hook up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the love of his life. They're the loves of each other's life.
Have fun, kids.
Plug it up. Yeah. I'm down. I support it.
But we're still waiting for it.
We are.
Do you guys feel like, though, on this show, Tyler...
Which I'm glad they didn't give it to us right away.
Yeah, that's true. It's made me want it more.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I feel like on this show, we had Tyler, who was originally with Caroline, and now he's with kind of a Caroline lookalike. And then on Originals, we have Klaus, who was originally with Caroline, and now is with a Caroline lookalike, Cammy. So it's, like, interesting. All of Caroline's people, all the people she's dated, like, she messes them up, and they just want blondes and girls that look like her.
Well, once you go blonde...
Then what?
I don't know.
What
is
are you
that,
saying?
Is that what they say?
Apparently, that's what I'm a brunette with you. I'm trying to get on the same boat.
Brunettes have more fun. Elena.
All right. Speaking of Elena, she wants Alaric to stop being a vampire hermit. She feels like he doesn't want to go out. He's so afraid of his own powers, and he's acting too old, and she wants to set him up with Joe.
I don't know how I feel about Joe yet, because sometimes I really like her because she kind of is a strong, independent woman who, you know, even in this episode, she's like, I'm just going to say what I want because I'm too old to play the games kind of thing. But then other times I'm just like, girl, like, yeah.
She gives me Kim.
Yeah, because she's...
From the originals.
And I don't know what it is, just the human factor. I know we need it. To some extent in these shows, but then it also is just, it's like really Alaric, like you fall in, well, he doesn't want to, but you fall in love with a human, you're a vampire. They're gonna die, you're gonna live. I don't see, like, the great future unless you turn them into a vampire, which clearly Alaric doesn't ever want to do.
I don't think that's fair, though, because we find out tonight she can't be compelled, so either she's on Vervain or she herself is some kind of creature.
Yeah, he tried to not be with her by telling her, you thought I was boring, you know, you're going to leave, you don't want to kiss me. And she was like, oh, and she kissed him. It's
she
like, you're not boring.
Yeah, she said, you might be an alcoholic or whatever she said, but you're not boring. So we know she can't be compelled.
Right.
I liked this I liked that part, just because to me it was a full circle from the beginning of the episode. Elena said to him, you're being a hermit, you want to push everybody away. And then at the end, we see when this girl opens up her feelings to him, and you think that he's going to be like, oh my God, like, someone actually cares. What does he do? He finds the way to push them away, and no, I'm bad for you, I'm hurting for you, you don't deserve me. And then she's like, no, still like you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, to me, like, that translates over into the real world of, you know... Be open and not closing yourself off.
Right, absolutely.
Even if you're a vampire and want to kill somebody.
I mean, he was struggling hardcore tonight with not killing nobody.
Yeah, and she thought he was squeamish.
But the point is, for him to think about, is that you didn't end up killing him when you controlled yourself.
Well, who didn't end up?
Positive Jesse tonight.
Positive Jesse.
No, absolutely. But Jesse, I think it's interesting that you say it's relatable to the real world, because I was thinking that too. Like, I think everybody gets down on themselves sometimes and they end up almost dating somebody they think might be too good for them. Like, I used to always play that, like, oh, you don't want to get involved with me, like, I'll ruin your life kind of game. Whatever. But I think sometimes you do that, and somebody who can look at you and be like, screw you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, that's what somebody like Alaric needs. Somebody who can stand up to him and be like, no, you're not boring, and I am going to be with you. And she said, I'm a grown woman, I know what I want. But the fact that he was compelling her and she couldn't be compelled makes me think maybe she's not who she tells us she is. Does she know who he actually is? Can somebody who can't be compelled tell that somebody is a vampire, let alone almost an original?
I also wonder if it's like a Dr. Fell thing. Remember, she used to drink Ravain, so it was in her system. Or she used to drink vampire blood.
No, she used to use the vampire blood
for the patients. So I'm wondering if she knows about vampires. For her to not be able to be compelled,
I don't know.
She has to be prepared.
Did she know that that's what he was doing, though? For me, it just seemed like she thought he was talking. Like, oh, I was boring. I was this. I was that. It's not he.
Oh, so the power of love.
Right. I don't know. But go ahead.
I think that she must be on Vervain in order to not be compelled like that.
Or she is a vampire.
Or she's on Vervain and doesn't know she's on Vervain. Mm. Maybe the school is pumping Vervain into...
So Vervain's back through the water lines.
Well, I mean, I feel like Caroline or Elena would have discovered that if they went to...
Not if they're doing the grungy thing and not showering, girl.
Well, I was going to say... College. Or because apparently these vampires never drink anything except alcohol, so that could be why they wouldn't know that the water was bad.
They're going to be expensive dates.
So we get to the corn maze party, and... mind you, leading up to this, Liam and Elena are having these flirtatious moments with each other. I'm kind of into the Liam moment. I feel like it's going to be a big letdown in the end. But I'm kind of into it.
He's interesting. Because they are in undergrad, right? Because he knew a lot about doctor stuff and did, like, a trach on someone. Like, I watch Grey's Anatomy. You don't get to that until, like, you're past your... first intern year almost, you know, like it's a very difficult thing because you're going to someone's throat. And I know he said he practiced, but as an undergrad you wouldn't be practicing in a hospital. You're just pre-med, like you're just studying everything.
He practiced on a grapefruit and he said it didn't end well.
Glad it did this
time. There's so many things I'm thinking right now. The first thing is it's very hard to get invested in a relationship you know is not endgame. No matter who Elena ends up with, it's not going to be Liam. You know, whether it's Selena, Delana, or by herself, it's not going to be Liam. So I can't really invest myself in it. And the other thing is, I really think I know how this is going to play out. I think that Damon is going to be back. She's going to be like, I don't know if I want to be with him because all of those, I wrote to myself how much pain, how reliant I was, how obsessed I was. Maybe that's not the life I want. Let me try to be just a normal human for a little bit and see Liam. And then she's going to be like, never mind. I want my memories back. And then she's going to go back to Damon. That's just, I'm pretty positive how it's going to
happen. Or Liam gets turned into a vampire, and then he's the, you know, new vampire in town, and then him and Elena are, you know, it's the new vampire dark.
Because do you think that her ending up, you know, by herself could also mean with somebody else other than Stefan and Damon?
No, I don't think so. But I do think what's going to complicate things is the fact that tonight she told him that her ex-boyfriend died. And now he's going to be back. So what's she going to do? Compel him not to? If Vervain's now in the water and he's compilation free, like what would that be called?
Compilation free. We're just making up words here on Vampire Diaries, y'all.
Compilation free. Then
he can't be compelled.
He can't be compelled. All right, point's over. Somebody else take the floor.
I like a lot of the rumors that are going around online and a lot of people have been talking about on like our YouTube page, which what if, you know, Damon comes back and then Elena doesn't get her memories back and falls in love with Damon anyways, so then it means, you know, that their love was true, and it wasn't anything to do with the,
With the sire bond.
The sire bond,
I think that's really cool, too. It seems to be the most popular theory right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and even to watch tonight's episode, to see this Alaric and Joe thing, like, maybe true love will be the...
Yeah, yeah, it's getting into Once Upon a Time. I know that's you, babe, but it's getting to Once Upon a Time area where true love's kiss can break all spells. Like,
and I kind of hope they don't go that way.
Me too.
No, I don't.
Once Upon a Time is total fantasy and like make believe, and vampires are real. So we need to keep the world separate.
No, I'm totally with you there. But it actually does seem like that. Like, at least they're kind of in our world. You know, they're in the United States of America.
They're living amongst us, which is, I mean, we should stop talking about
it. They are kind of on Once, too, but then, Storybrooke isn't. All right, whatever. Okay.
Right, wasn't it in Storybrooke in Maine?
Yeah, but then they can go to all different, like, fantasy land kind of places. Our host has wandered off the subject. Please return to Fair enough.
Things enough. All right, so...
Oh, okay. When
let's
Jesse
talk about
back,
Ivy, the new vampire, in which Stefan has...
dropped off to Caroline?
I mean, put her in a box. Okay, talk about someone in a box.
I was like, is she in that box?
Sure was.
I didn't know.
I mean... Here's the deal. Everybody on Twitter that I'm seeing is like, why is Ivy alive? Get this girl out. Everybody.
I'm not mad at her.
I'm mad at her. Why? Why are we focusing? There's so many... Jesse, you said it during the show. You didn't say it negatively, but you said there's so many new characters. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to focus on all of you newbies right now. Well, my lisp.
Well, here's the thing. I think she's in this whole situation and still alive because she got captured by Trip. So she's going to spill secrets. She's not, she can't even compel at this point. She's she's gonna say something she shouldn't.
What secrets does she know, really?
She knows Caroline. She knows Stefan. She knows Enzo.
She knows who all the vampires are.
She knows who people are, and that's what Trip is after. That's what he's trying to get out of him.
And she's going to out Stefan, and Trip thinks Stefan is...
The founding families have to stick together.
But my question is, didn't Trip tell Stefan on the phone at the beginning of the episode he was going to Savannah because he Enzo said that's where the new vampires were? Why was he in the cornfield area
Because he said he was sending his guys to Savannah to check it out.
Okay.
And he told Stefan he thinks that Mystic Falls doesn't have a vampire problem like he thought. Well, now she's going to say something and he's going to know there's a vampire problem.
Well, there isn't really. There isn't a Mystic Falls vampire problem.
He's going to know where the vampires are, though, like outside of town, because he knew about the vampire that was snaking the line of the town.
Trip needs to die.
Oh, damn
But then
right.
we wouldn't have a villain right now, so...
Yeah, but I don't even like him as the villain.
Oh, really?
No, he's weird, it's boring, it's like, okay, here comes the guy with the van.
No, I'm liking him as the villain, I just think he needs to die, because if he doesn't, our people are gonna die, and I...
It's like watching 101 Dalmatians, that's what I take him
as. I'm sorry, what?
Who is he?
He would be like Jasper. Like, he just run around the van, collecting the Dalmatians.
He's definitely Cruella.
No, he's not fierce.
He's not fierce
or fabulous enough to be Cruella.
That's true.
So Ivy says, you know, she thinks Caroline likes Stefan. She can see it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, I think we all can see it.
Yeah. Duh.
Elena even called her out on it before. Mm-hmm. Elena was like, I mean, is there something going on with you guys when
and
Elena...
And she said yes.
And
yeah, but do you guys really think... Because I'm thinking Caroline might be confused. I'm thinking Caroline... Watch how Stefan and Elena's relationship was. She got attached to both of them. Stefan and Caroline to me just do not make sense. It's not cute.
It's just one of those things that they're such good friends, and I think it's so sweet how good friends they are that I think it could potentially be cute, but I say it once, I say it twice, I say it a million times. I'm Caroline for life, so...
I really think the show might try to go that way, though.
Really?
I think they're slowly trying to get people on board with it.
Mm. Here's the problem, though. Don't you feel like if... Not that Caroline isn't amazing, because I love her so much, but I feel like if Stefan was to be with Caroline, it would almost be settling for him, because he's been so head over heels in love, and that's not how he feels about her. And when you have thousands of years to live, settling's just, like, not something you should do, especially with somebody who's also living for thousands of years. So, I don't know. But I like their relationship, too. I'm torn.
I don't know that they are each other's final destination, but I think that it would be a fun and wild ride to watch them partake in.
That sounded like a quote that should go on their, like, Facebook status.
I'm just saying.
Like Morgan Freeman, it would be, like, a meme of him, and then that quote would be
written. Well, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, it's fun for now, but it might not be their end game. And
I don't know if I would,
some of the best relationships start out of a good, solid friendship. And
girl, your makeup looks so good. So on point.
Thank you.
But that is true, and I could see... They would have to take their time with it.
I think they already have been. I feel like this has been something that's been in the works for at least two seasons now.
Especially since they were in the back of that truck.
Yeah, even when Klaus was still around, this was still, like, in the makings underneath all of that with Caroline and Stefan.
No, I felt like it was Tyler then.
Nope, even because Tyler was in and out, and at some point... At some point, Caroline and Stefan, like, had this bond, you know, when he was going back to the Ripper days. Like, they've had this solid friendship that's been slowly leading up to them getting together.
Well, yeah.
I think for her, it's more, you know, she feels those feelings more than he does. If he does, he's suppressing them this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, obviously, his mind is lost. He's trying. He said he was lost.
Right. And that was amazing. Oh, my God. I know we're not there, but it was so good.
But, I mean, I feel like this is a natural
that's something natural that happens in relationships. You have Caroline, who's, you know, the one who's head over heels, doing everything like, oh my God, what? We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. Stefan's like, oh my God, like, I really like you. And then as soon as they get close, pushes away.
You know, my parents used to always tell me, you don't find love, you build it. And I always think that that's like a really cool thing in some relationships. Because I do think some people just maybe find whatever it is. But sometimes it really is about building things and building trust and building levels until one day you see what you think about somebody. So he could wake up one morning and be like, holy crap, this is it. This is the one. I don't know if he will, but he could.
He could.
So she would be waiting open arms, clearly.
Ivy snaps Caroline's neck, runs away. She ends up biting this
random dude
who runs into the middle of the street.
Why couldn't she compel him?
She didn't know how.
Yeah, she didn't know how, or was he on Vervain?
She didn't know how.
No. Oh, yeah, because she wouldn't be able to eat his blood if he was on Vervain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she didn't know how. That's so strange.
Because Caroline was tutoring her, but she was so focused on, like, let's get out of here. Let's go somewhere else. Like, we already covered everything. Let's party. Like, let's go do stuff. And so I think Caroline was like, you can compel people, but never got to the point of, like, this is how you compel someone.
Yeah. It's funny because she knew snatch, eat, erase.
Yeah.
But she, I don't think, like you said, Caroline got to that point of, this is how you compel.
She probably thought, like, oh, I can just look at someone and be like,
right, well, and isn't that what that's what she said. She goes, erase. And it was like, no, that's not what you do.
But isn't it interesting that we saw two people tonight who couldn't compel someone, and one is an original?
Yeah,
basically,
I know.
Like, I'm not, like, I understand that it might be that, you know, she's a newbie who doesn't get it, but then there might also be something else going on, because Alaric didn't compel Joe either.
Maybe somehow the fact that there's no magic in Mystic Falls anymore is like seeping out in different ways to different branches. Like, oh, no longer can you no longer can this, no longer than that. Like, seeping out, kind of like spider legs. Maybe not.
Maybe, but then Elena was able to compel that chick in the cornfield. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's where, like, I get so confused again.
No, yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Okay, every time I think I'm on to something, it's like, oh, wait, no, but this happened.
It's two separate scenarios. One was because it was a newbie, and one we don't know why yet.
Before we get to quick side note, Stefan had asked Alaric to make Ivy forget everything, and we see this anger come from Alaric. Where he says that you gave up on your brother.
Yeah, he's pissed off because Stefan pretended that he was out looking for Damon with this chick Ivy, who was a witch, who ended up not being. I totally get why Alaric's mad. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and he told him to get out, or else he was going to compel him to the person he used to be.
Right.
Which he should have, right?
Yeah. Wait, but was he talking about the Ripper?
No.
Because
he said
the guy he used to know.
No, okay. He was talking. Here's the thing. We saw Enzo already react to Stefan this way. Then we see Alaric react to Stefan this way. And now I'm looking on social media, and people seem to be a little annoyed with Stefan recently, thinking he's somebody different. Do you guys, I felt like finally he'd been different, was running, and finally tonight we got to see him stop running and be who we know as Stefan, which was so cool, and I've missed him.
I think that proves that he was always there.
Mm-hmm.
He just had this, you know, facade up. He wanted to try to get over his brother.
Being
he didn't
known.
Know how to deal with the loss of Damon.
Right.
Because as many times as Stefan and Damon have separated throughout their long lives, Damon has always been alive still, so Stefan always knew that there was something
he
could always come back to. And in this moment, Damon is gone. He's not coming back from what Stefan knows. So I think that it's setting on him, like, this is my life now. I don't have my brother. I don't have any family left. I have to learn to live on my own and go start new and fresh. And no one was letting him do that. He just wanted to try it.
Because think about it, without Damon, it's like, well, Elena don't love me.
Yeah.
So what else do I have? Because if you think about it, Damon's the one that really built the bonds with Jeremy, Alaric. Stefan was there, but it was more so for all for Elena.
Well, what does he have?
Stefan.
He has Caroline. Open your eyes. I mean, now I'm saying that. I flip-flop on it every second. I don't know. Everybody at home's confused. Like, what does she actually think about them? I really don't know, guys.
So this kid gets hit by Tyler, who he drives through the corn maze, hitting a whole bunch of people.
So what did he pass out in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he must, because
yeah,
it, like, just put your foot on the brake.
Well, yeah, because I think when he swerved and then the person was on the hood and Tyler was kind of like over the steering wheel for a while and it was just out of control and then in a ditch.
Crazy.
It's just, I think about it and I'm like, it's not that easy to kill someone. Like, why have you almost done it twice now?
It is that easy to kill someone, actually.
I guess.
But it just sucks that it's happened to him this many times. Now, as he hits all these people, we see Elena helping out the Miss Whitmore woman with Liam. And Liam has his hands over her, this huge hole in her stomach, and Elena's helping him, and she tells him to leave. He gives her this look, he leaves, and she gives her some of it, her blood. We see then she goes over to Alaric, and Alaric and Joe are helping this, you know, was it a girl or a guy?
A guy.
A guy on the ground, and Joe's holding her hands over this guy, and there's just blood.
Oh, my God, it's like
when it popped up.
Oh, I screamed so loud. It was so gross.
Or what about the part when then Elena comes over and she's on the phone and they're talking about the flow of blood and Laura's just sitting there like,
You can see these.
Yeah.
I have these veins drawn on my face.
Just for Alaric.
Just for Alaric.
I loved it. I thought the passion, but at the same time, like I said, I love that it showed, I hope that it showed him that he can control himself. You still can go out and do normal things and control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so interesting because Alaric has so much more power than most vampires, but he's such a newbie vampire that he's not able to control himself at this point. So it's this weird juxtaposition of him almost being an original versus him almost being a baby.
And then on the opposite side of that, we have Tyler and Liv, who are, you know, Liv came to help Tyler.
But that's part of the reason of this car crash. Kids, don't text and drive.
Yes.
He was texting Liv.
Totally.
And, I mean, I know the guy jumped out from the woods out of nowhere in the dark.
On a road that nobody ever walks on.
Yeah, on a road that no one should be on. But that's why you shouldn't text and drive.
Okay, if the end part of tonight's episode with Damon and Stefan hadn't happened, then the Liv-Tyler scene with her killing the guy would have been the best part of the entire episode.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because it was unbelievable. This is what really, really got me invested in their relationship. Because I was sitting there thinking, like, all right, here it is. Here we go again. Let's start turning. Let's start getting this over with. Tyler, why don't you go off to the woods again? Let's bring you to the mountain.
Yeah, probably go to the originals or something.
Whatever you're doing. All right, let's just keep shipping Tyler around because we have no idea what to do with him. And then, finally, somebody, like, puts Tyler before themselves. For lack of better words, beautiful.
It was.
It was unbelievable.
It gave me the chills.
It really did.
Oh, my God.
And at first I was like, does she know something? I'm like, first of all, I'm like, you're a witch. Like, can you do something magic?
Like, suck the life back in.
Yeah, and then when she put her hand over his thing, I was like, oh, is she trying to, like, scare him? Like, because then he started breathing heavy, and I was like, oh, maybe she's doing that, and that's something you could do to revive. And she got up. She was like, you didn't kill him. I did.
I just... even when you just said it.
I know, I'm
like, how would Amanda do that for me?
I know. That means she loves him, guys. I know she's fighting it. She killed someone for him. She loves him.
No, seriously. But I do have a question for you guys. It's just about Tyler, though. Are you guys interested in the fact that he doesn't want to be a wolf again at all? Like, he really didn't want to be a wolf again.
It's painful.
Surprised? Yeah. Yes, it's painful, but it also brings him some powers. And I remember him kind of, once he had control over it, him liking aspects of being the wolf. So.
No, I think he only started liking it when he was a hybrid.
Yeah,
maybe that's
true. Because then he didn't have to change.
So maybe he just wants to be a vamp.
Yeah, because whenever he was changing, he was like, chaining himself up in, you know, the cemetery. And
if he died with vampire blood in him and came back as a vampire, would he then be would he be able to kill somebody and be a hybrid? Or once he dies, he lose the werewolf gene and then he could just be a vampire?
That's a YouTube question. Y'all let us know, because I don't.
Because I'd have to go do some real thinking on that one. I can't think off the top of my head right now how that works.
I do think, though, that he wants a fresh start. Now that he is just human with this werewolf gene, I think he wants a fresh start. He's going to do... But for himself, he doesn't want to have to deal with that pain. And
yeah. The moment for me, and I think this is going to still come, even though we got the moment of Liv saving him, But I just thought it was really interesting that they went in and said, Tyler, you drove through a maze of people. There were tons of people injured and hurt. Any of them could die.
Yeah.
And we didn't see any of them die tonight. Some were taken off to the hospital. And I'm wondering if Liv did that and then, you know, it could be someone else who ends up dying, triggering it. And then Liv has to go through this whole thing of, like, I killed somebody.
For no reason. Yeah.
I thought that with the with the guy that Alaric and Joe were working on, I was scared that, you know, because it happened, like, Liv kills that guy, and then we cut to them, like, oh my gosh, she did it for nothing.
And then they wouldn't have even known, because they would have just thought, like, oh my god, what happened? Like,
but you know what? Yes, that's true, but it's not the point. It's, like, the fact that she was willing to do that for him. I thought that was so freaking cool. And even the fact that she was able to think of that. Like, if I was sitting there, even if I loved somebody that much, I don't know if I would have thought of that.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, good. She can kill him.
Oh my gosh, that didn't even cross my mind.
It didn't cross my mind.
Or I was like, oh, or, like, maybe because the vampire bite is what kind of got him all out of control. I was like, well, maybe if he dies, then it's the vampire that actually killed him. Mm. And I was like, no, he got drugged a far away.
I couldn't even believe he was still on the truck.
I couldn't believe he was still alive after that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, on the opposite world, we have Damon and Bonnie and Kai.
May 10th, 1994?
Yes.
I feel like it was the same date last week.
Oh, I think
maybe the one
maybe
before.
In the week
before.
Yeah.
I actually feel like the first episode.
I think there is.
Is this Groundhog's Day?
They're just there.
They're just there.
So we find
we're
out.
We're kidding. Just so you guys know, we're kidding.
That they have this pendant, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah. Kai's had it.
Ascendant.
Ascendant. And they're trying to figure out how it works.
Trying to say that with the fangs.
And basically they have to use this ascendant, and when the eclipse happens, it'll open up this portal, and anyone holding the ascendant will go through the portal.
Right. So this whole episode was about not being selfish and just being as selfless as possible and doing everything for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also find, too, that we need Bonnie to do this spell. We need her to do it.
Because Kai doesn't know it.
Yep.
Because the Gemini clan
Kai doesn't
used
have powers.
Because the Gemini clan used a Bennett spell to do it, so only a Bennett witch could undo it.
Still couldn't be more confused about what Kai is. He talks about how many times he's died. He talks about how he's like, oh, you've never done this before, where you've been sent to a different universe, whatever it was. Like, what are you, dude?
I thought for sure he wasn't going to die because, you know, they're living the same day. But he woke up in the same day, and he said, like you just said, that he's died before.
Go. Well, I was going to say, maybe he's, when he first got there, maybe he tried killing himself.
That's exactly, because you're sitting in this one place by yourself, I'm sure, suicide.
Let's end this hell right here and just kill myself, and it never worked.
Yep. Again, I go to you guys, because this is why we do the show, because we love you guys, but I'm looking on Twitter, and I'm seeing that people are so sick of Bonnie's life getting thrown around.
I am, too.
They're like, she's dead, she's not dead, she's always that person. Here's the deal. We know she's not dead after this. There's no way. Somehow, Bonnie and Kai are going to make it. We don't know how, but I think that they will.
At first, when it first happened, and she did the spell, and she threw the thing at Damon, and Damon went back home.
That was such a great moment. Amazing. And for all the Baiman fans, Damon.
Yep,
Baiman. So Dommy.
No, just Jesse calls him Donnie. Everybody else calls him Baiman.
Baiman.
That's fine. It's going to catch on.
Like, that was a great Baiman moment. It was just, I don't really want to see them together romantically.
What was it? As they were holding the thing, he said, I'm sure there's a billion people you'd rather be here with. And Bonnie looked at him and said, not really.
Which parallels when they first got taken, sucked away in the light or whatever, taken by the light. And she turned to him and said, there's a million people we'd both rather be here with. And he made some joke because he's Damon. But that's cool. It's really cool that we, in full circle.
This thing with Bonnie, at first I was like, really?
What thing?
The fact that Damon was the only one to go through the portal, I just couldn't with it. But then I'm like, okay, it's interesting that the Gemini clan used a Bonnie, you know,
a Bennett spell.
And so I'm wondering if it's going to take Kai and Bonnie to maybe create some sort of romance bond, to get back, and then the two clans can be united, and then Jeremy's going to be like...
I said I saw Kai Bonnie happening from week one, and everybody ripped me apart, but I do not care. I see it. I think she's a fixer. She can change people, and I don't know. I see maybe him not being a sociopath anymore and them being in love.
I mean, I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he's been stuck on the same day
for... He murdered his damn whole family.
Yeah, he's crazy. Yeah.
He is kind of crazy, but he also... He's going to be a nice they also
Damon
did have
was,
that.
Damon was crazy, too.
Totally.
They had a great moment tonight, too, when she was like, if you're going to take my magic, take it. And she was, like, in his face and that intense eye stare between them. I was like, ooh, are they going to just start making out right now?
Yeah, absolutely. But remember, guys, sorry, just, again, with the Twitter, I can't remember who predicted this, but I thought it was interesting that Kai, when he said that he had left one of his sisters, like, oh, I took mercy on her, whatever, somebody on our YouTube actually predicted that Joe is his sister. So that would be really interesting if Joe is actually a witch. Maybe that's why she can't be compelled and something like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I was thinking maybe she's a witch and that's why she's not being
compelled. So I am not the originator of that theory, but I could definitely get on that bandwagon.
That is a good theory. So Stefan, we see at the end, goes to talk to his dead family in the tombs, releasing all of his emotions. He says that he's lost without Damon, and as he throws the bottle...
No, that is not just what he said. I had to write it down. He said, I'm not doing so great without you. I keep trying to start over, but I can't get anywhere because I'm lost, brother. I'm lost. No. Oh, my God! It was so good!
Without you.
And he throws the bottle.
I was crying.
Me too.
You both were.
I wasn't.
Okay, come on, though. Like... This was a finale kind of moment. I love when TVD gives us finale-type moments throughout the season. Yeah. Like, this was everything. I loved it. I love that he came back, and it wasn't Elena sitting there, but it was his brother. That's what it's about. Like, that was so cool. It doesn't matter if you're Stelena, Delena, whatever. It's the brothers.
It was cool.
And I love that he's making jokes with Stefan's like, how am I seeing you? He's like, okay, I know this is great stuff, but it's not that great.
It's not, I can see dead people. Yeah. Right. That was a great line. I did like seeing the brothers reunited in that way. It was a great moment. It was a great scene. And
they're both, like, trying to be bro-y still.
But you could even see Stefan, like, tearing up. He's like, are you really real? And then when he reached out and put his hand on him, that's when I was like, okay, my girl parts are tingling.
Do it again. Oh, so good.
I got the chill.
Yeah. I know. Just talking about it.
So good. It was unbelievable. I love the way they brought him back. I feel like he was gone for the perfect amount of time. I'm so scared that now they're not going to give us a Delena situation for a bit, but at least we have him back with his bro.
And, you know, one moment for me was Stefan in that situation. I love that there was that long pause of, like, I really don't know, because they could have easily had Stefan run up to him and be like, whatever. But if you think about it, how many times, you know, is this really him? Is this some outside force in my brother's body?
Right.
Is this
someone
raised? Yeah. Is this Silas? Is this someone raised from the dead?
Which doppelganger version are you? Yeah, absolutely.
And so on that note, let's head to predictions.
And now,
predictions, fangs.
I think I broke mine.
I think I did, too.
All you can hear is like.
So.
Should we go back to Southern accent?
Damon's back next week. And we're going to get a big trip versus Enzo. And it looked like Damon trying to save him.
I'm sorry, why is Damon already back in trouble? You just got back. Go sit at home and do nothing for a while. You were so excited to get back to take your girl out, which I know that she doesn't remember dating you right now. But that's besides the point.
Well, naturally, she knows she did.
That's your point. Besides the point, he should be out there trying to make her remember him and, like, focus on only Elena right now. I get that Enzo's your friend and you don't want to leave a man behind.
Well, I don't know if it was the fact that he actually went to save Enzo or whether he was outside of Mystic Falls and got caught and now is in the same place as Enzo. So he might not have been, like, actively trying to save Enzo. He might have just gotten pegged by...
My prediction is that Stefan told Damon what he did because he now found out that Trip did not just kill Enzo, that Trip is actually after information.
And now has
which
IV,
can affect all of them. Yeah, and now
Caroline.
Caroline.
So I think that we might see Damon and Stefan fighting again because, you know, Enzo is his best friend.
I really think he's going to go try to get Enzo out of the trouble and out of that situation. And I think that Ivy will spill secrets, though, before.
Yeah.
She's going to spill some secrets.
And I think her spilling the secrets is going to be, if Damon and Stefan do get in a fight, because Ivy spilt the secret, they're going to all have to work together anyways. Okay. I just want to know how these actors speak normally with these things in their mouth.
It's hard.
I know.
Holy crap.
Most of the time when their teeth come out, though, they're about to bite someone, so they don't have, like, full monologues in these things, you know?
But on True Blood, they do.
Yeah, but maybe it's...
They have a contraption,
I don't think they're $5 teeth, though.
I mean,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, $5.
That's all right. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV.com. Also, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. And Instagram at Katie Campbell
13. Is that Katie Campbell?
Yeah.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. And another shout out to Glam Squad LA for coming in and doing our makeup and hair tonight.
Also, they are in New York if you're over there, LA and New York. And you can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Make sure you guys have a safe Halloween. Tweet us your costumes. Till next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.